Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at The Gaslight, the corner of Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard, right over there on the hill in St. Louis, Missouri. Come over there, check it out, man. It's just a cool hangout over there. It's a really beautiful facility they have. If you haven't been by, it's a top-notch recording studio attached to a great bar. So if you have a band or you are a solo artist, you can come in to the studio and you can cut some live tracks in front of an audience. The audience is on the other side of the glass in the bar setting. And so even if you're a fan, you can come in and watch one of your favorite bands and have a cold adult beverage there and hang out. It's just a real neat place. So get involved, check them out. They're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find everything else at GaslightSTL.com and full listing of events coming up there. So always got a lot of really cool people coming through, national acts as well as all your favorite locals. So get involved and check that out. So also sponsoring this episode is Music Record Shop. They're back, just moved over to a new location on Washington Ave over by right next door to KDHX. So go check them out down there on Washington Avenue in St. Louis, Missouri. New records in every Friday, live in stores, and next one is October 29th. You can come in and see Lucas Jack live in store at Music Record Shop. I follow them online, also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This is Laura Green.
And I'm Rich McDonough.
Of the Green McDonough Band. And you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast
with Shane Presley.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Don't know why you wanna leave me, baby. Leave me here feeling so blue. Don't know why you wanna leave me, baby. Leave me here feeling so blue. Well, I'm missing you, baby. I know that you say you gotta You won't love me, baby. Got no tears left to cry. Don't know why. You won't love me, baby. Got no tears left to cry. Well, I'm begging you, baby. I'm down on my knees. Don't walk out that door, baby, please. And I'm low and I'm down on the ground. Nothing left but goodbye. But goodbye. And I'm low and I'm down on the ground. Nothing left but goodbye.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today at Howard's in Soulard with the Green McDonough Band. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Thank you.
We got Laura and Rich of the Green McDonough Band. You all just did a duo set here this afternoon at Howard's?
Yeah. Yep, like 2 to 5.
Yeah.
Play some Saturdays here.
Very nice. Yeah, this is my first time in here. This is a nice little spot. I was thinking this might be one of the most St. Louis episodes I've done so far, because we are in the shadows of the brewery, are at the street, and talking blues and stuff. So it's definitely a lot of St. Louis going on right here right now. So. But anyway, thank you so much for taking some time out to do this.
Thank you.
Very exciting for me.
Our pleasure.
Yeah. So for me, the name I've known a while. It took me a little while to finally make a show, but I saw you all at Big Muddy Blues Festival, and just blew my mind. Like, it was just such a fun time. Just an incredible show. So much energy. The music sounded fantastic, so I want to talk about that. What was that like for you all, playing like that for that big crowd like that? Like, I mean, that place was, streets were packed down there. And
it's always great to play a festival.
Yeah, yeah.
It's,
like,
it's a great time, and you know, we like to just let it go.
Yeah,
when we're in that situation. So.
That one was especially fun, I think, because you know the atmosphere. You know, you're playing to the people sitting down, you know, you're looking down one of the cobblestone streets, and it just the arches in the background, and it's just like oozing St. Louis blues.
Right.
It's wonderful. It was a wonderful time.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, there were so many of my favorites there. I love that it was all local this year.
Yeah.
And that was like a huge thing for me. Like, especially like I said, to look through the lineup and see so many of my friends on there. And then, I saw John McVeigh play like that same time slot the day before,
mm-hmm.
and he was another one too, just
blew me away. Like, I've seen him play, but like playing him in front of that crowd, like the energy that he got from that crowd, like, you know, it made his set so much better. He was just feeding off all that, and I'm sure you probably all could relate with that too. I think, but like just that, you know, the people giving that much dancing and energy towards you and stuff, it just comes through.
We were getting energy from the crowd when we were like checking the mics and stuff. I mean, it was really buzzing, and they really did give us quite a bit that day. It was wonderful.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, that was very cool. I talked to Jeremy Siegel Moss a little before the festival and stuff about all that, setting it up and things. But I wanted to say thanks to him for all his work putting that together. They did a fantastic job. Everything went beautiful weather, too. Like, it was just a great weekend.
Fantastic job. Yeah.
Yeah, big tip of the hat to Jeremy.
Yeah.
Man, that's a huge undertaking to do that.
For sure. Yeah, I never everybody involved, but yeah. They.
And you have no idea what it takes put on a festival of that magnitude with like 45 bands and in 2 days. Jeremy did one hell of a job putting that together. Making it local was like
that was great
for sure. I actually brought my my copy of the latest issue of Blues Week or Blues Letter with Alonzo Townsend, another buddy of mine, on the cover. But there was a bunch of really great shots from Reed
Radcliffe.
Yeah, just make sure I say his name there. But he got some great shots, and it was nice to see so many, so many friends represented on that. But that was, so if you haven't got a copy of that, definitely grab a copy.
Everybody should grab it. Yeah. It's a great spread in the middle, all those pictures. Reed is a wonderful photographer, and he's so generous, and we really appreciate all the pictures.
Yeah, for sure. So while I was there that day, I did pick up a copy of your... I guess this is the debut album, right?
It's a debut. Yeah.
That's our first CD together.
Yeah. And this, and I don't know, like I said, obviously I saw the show and I, you know, heard everything, but listening to the record, just it sounded so good. Like everything, I don't know, like a mix and mastered, everything was like proper, you know, it just felt so good listening to it in the car. And, but yeah, I was just blown away by everything. So I highly suggest everybody grab a copy of this if you haven't got one already, and check this out. But there's three originals that you wrote, Laura?
Four. I wrote three and Rich wrote one, so we got four originals on that one.
So I think that's great. And those are actually a couple of my favorites. There, the Bone to Pick and Don't Know Why, and right at the front there. So which I was thinking, like, it's fun listening to that just because, like, I try to sing. Don't Know Why. I try to sing as low as Rich, and try to get those parts in.
Yeah. How'd you do?
I think I do all right, but it's just it's fun to try to get that those low notes like that, and get that bass.
Join our band and sing.
Oh yeah.
Because singing's hard for me.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
No, but there were definitely backups needed in those songs, and I remember the first. Rehearsal where I had to, you know, ask them if I had no idea if any of these guys could sing, and I was thinking, you know, what can I, if they can't sing and they really stink, you know, what am I going to say to be a nice person?
Sure.
But luckily they all sang well, and they learned the part real well, and it came out real well. It came out real good.
Yeah, I'm pleased
with it.
Yeah, and when I looked at the liner notes, I noticed you also had a couple of other friends of mine again. Paul Niehaus and Joe Meyer.
Paul recorded the album.
Yeah, his studio, Blue Lotus Studio. Yeah,
he has an awesome facility there.
Yeah,
we just got to put in a plug for that.
Oh yeah,
we did almost 100% live in the studio on the album.
Yeah, he's got a big live room. Yeah.
Beautiful live room with perfect capture of the. We just let everything kind of bleed.
Yeah.
Even the Laura did her vocals live in the room with us.
Yeah, I did them right there with
him. Yeah, and Paul was able to capture all that. That's special, man.
Sure.
That's
stuff. Yeah, like I said, you can feel it on the record. It just sounds so good. Like, I recorded a couple of podcasts down in Paul's studio, and including one with Roland Johnson, who also recorded his record down there. And So, like I said, there's...
Yeah, Roland's record sounds really good.
Yeah, that's another one of my favorites. It's another fantastic album coming out. So, it's so much fun for me doing this show and kind of like this, being a part of this community, but like kind of connecting all of those dots. Like, you know, the fact that like I know Paul and then like, you know, and then I get a record and I see him on your album and that kind of stuff. And in fact, you recorded in the studio and all that. Just, it's so cool for me. And then, like, again, looking at all the pictures from, you know, like I said, in Blues Week and stuff. Blues Letter.
But, anyway,
it's just fun to see all the familiar faces all the time and all these different people a part of this community and how many people are making it all happen and things.
All these really super nice, incredibly talented people here in St. Louis.
Yeah,
just making music.
Definitely. So I wanted to talk about some of these songs, though. So when you're writing these, like, where do you come up with Bone to Pick and stuff? Like, that's kind of like... It's kind of like one of those old sayings. I have a kind of a theory, like if you, I don't know, more lends to like country music, I guess, because there's a lot of those kind of these sayings and stuff. But I figure like you hang out with an old man long enough, you're gonna write a couple of songs because they all have these, you know, sayings or something. You know, look, I got a bone to pick with you and stuff, or whatever it might be. Yeah, you get that line, and then it becomes like, hey, that's a hook in a song. Right
yeah,
there,
yeah, so. It is a good hook. Yeah.
So. Where you come up with that?
You know, I don't know. It's like all of the songs, I either, you know, I observe life quite a bit, and I either like hear a story about somebody, or, you know, a little bit always comes from your own life, I guess. I don't know. It just kind of comes to me. You know, I'll hear something and I'll start humming it in the context of a melody, and then, you know, I'll put that down, and then, you know, I'm in the shower and another piece comes to me, and sure. You know, it just I don't know, it just, the melody comes first. I always thought that the lyrics might come first, but it seems like the melody comes and then the lyrics the lyrics and the melody start at the same time, kind of, but then I complete the melody in my head, it seems like, before I complete, you know, get the structure of the song before I finish the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I bring it to Rich, and then, you know, he's like, well, let's do it like this, you know, and then he fine-tunes it and puts the guitar in there, and it turned out quite well.
Yeah.
Yes. We are very pleased.
It was really fun to record that song, too.
Sure.
It really was.
We have a video.
We have a video.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Yeah. And it just, the way it all came together in the studio, and everybody was just having fun.
That's
one thing about the recording of the CD. We had fun on every track. You know, we didn't look at it like, oh, we got to make a CD, I mean, it was really a good time.
Yeah.
In the studio.
I got this great memory of, so Paul had the guys do the backup. And if you pull up the Green McDonough Band Bone to Pick on YouTube, you'll see the recording session. But the three guys are, it was Keith Robinson and Slim Lewis and Rich around this huge mic, and I was in the booth with Paul, and they had to do, you know, they had to do the chorus, and I think it was Keith kept saying the wrong word, and about the fifth time, Paul turns around in his chair, he's like, did he say it wrong again? Yeah, I thought he was going to go out there and kill him, and I'm like, yes, he did, you know, so they had to keep doing it over and over, but, I mean, I was just losing it in the booth, it was so hilarious, you could tell that these guys, their main job is not singing, you know, but they were really enjoying it,
did a great job,
no, these are brilliant musicians that
it was one of my
don't
first
do any of the singing.
I've ever sang into a mic, ever, was when we recorded that.
Yeah.
I got a bone to pick with you, there's some things you ought to do. Some things you're supposed to say if you really want to say. I don't want to be a fool. I got a bone to pick with you. You say that I'm your girl, but baby, you don't understand. You may think that I'm your woman, but I'm not sure that you're my man.
some things you're supposed to say if you really want to stay. I don't want to be a fool. I got a bone to pick with you.
For 20 years, and then when I hooked up with Laura, I thought this could be a really good opportunity to bring this song out, you know? Mm-hmm. And because you know it's got that, it's a singer's song, and you got to have a really good singer to sing it.
Yeah.
So, voila.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love singing that song. We do that every show, and
we do that every night.
Yeah.
There used to be sunshine on my back door. Now that you're gone, the sun don't shine no more. Dark clouds rolling in is a shame and a sin. Looks like blue rain once again. Sunshine, please, please take these blues away. 'Cause I can't seem to shake 'em, y'all. No, no, not in the usual way. Forecast calls for rain. My laughter has turned to pain. Looks like blue rain once again. This heartache is like a thunderstorm. I feel so cold. When I used to be warm, got me so blue inside. But the rain that they bring can wash away my pride. Happiness I must sustain. So open the door and let in the rain. Oh, let in the rain.
I do find that interesting. Like, obviously, you know, you're not singing it yourself, but I do find that kind of an interesting dynamic when you know, like if a song is written by a male and then sung by a female later, and how like a song can almost take on different meanings at times and stuff, you know, sung by somebody else and things. But yeah, anyway, yeah, Blue Rain is it's a great song. I like that it offers that dynamic to the record, when, you know, because you got a lot of, you know, boogie dancing and stuff. With, you know, the Blue Rain's definitely more of the ballad on there, and slowing it down a little bit. So
it is. It is the ballad.
You should cover, like, we try to cover all the emotional content of music.
Yeah.
You know, rather than just keep it just straight ahead blues or straight ahead house rock and stuff, which we love to do.
Sure.
Yeah, we love to do that too. but it's nice to have an emotional balance
in the whole thing. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I like to think like a good record is almost like a soundtrack to a movie or whatever. You know, you want to have highs and lows throughout the whole thing. Just to makes all the other tracks stand out, I think, as you look at it as a full package and stuff, instead of just a single and stuff. And
yeah, some nice variety.
Right.
That's
yeah.
why we decided to put acoustic ones on there too.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw you had the acoustic guitars today and stuff, and it's nice to have that, you know, like to have the variety and stuff in the sound, and not just wailing all the time. Even though as fun as this is, but it's still nice to have it stripped down too a little bit. So, I love it all. I think it's what you two are up to is something really special. So,
thank you. We're what, 5 songs?
Into the next
four, four and three quarters, 4.33 songs into the new album.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, we're doing like 3 of them out now at our shows, and we've gotten a good response.
Oh yeah.
But you know, we learn something every time we do it, and then by the time we record it, we want it to be really good.
We just
want to
step in and do it live like we did the last record.
Yeah.
Just go in there and everybody in the same room. Circle,
and
just play.
Yeah, I did read online on your website. You all had already done one tour of Europe. Is that right?
Yeah.
And then are you looking to maybe do that again with a new record?
We're working on putting together another tour next spring.
Yeah. How crazy is that? Like getting over and.
Not real crazy.
Yeah.
It was good crazy.
Yeah.
They love the music there, and everywhere we played was like very well received, and they liked the variety of what that we did, and
we got to do a festival over there,
we did a real big festival there.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Played a lot of different places.
Yeah.
We were there for 3 weeks.
Very cool. It seems like this, you know, this rock blues stuff is, you know, still very huge over in Europe and stuff. Obviously there's a huge market here still in the States, but I know a lot of people, like, they're not like quite nationally known here, but they go over there and they're rock stars, you know, in Europe and stuff. And it's I don't know why
that goes back. Decades.
Yeah.
Like Luther Allison couldn't, you know, do anything here. Went to Europe forever, and he was huge over there.
Yeah.
Made some great live recordings there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do we? You hoping? You hoping to have an expected release on all this on the new record, or any goals you guys are shooting for?
Time-wise?
Yeah.
I think we originally said the end of the year, but it might be, it's going to be this winter, for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe January, February, but we're rolling right along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
And they're all going to be original this time.
Nice.
No covers, so, yeah.
Very cool. What else, like, goals-wise, I mean, besides maybe getting back to Europe and a new record next year. Is there any other goals you have for yourselves or as a group?
I'd like to take our sound, you know, to other parts of the country.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah.
We've got a great rhythm section. We got John Schumacher on bass and Vic Windham on drums. And we love these guys. They're amazing. They're dedicated. They're professional. And they're so much fun. We're having a really fun time with them. And, we got a really tight thing going. And we'd like to kind of, maybe it doesn't have to be even too far, just get outside the city and, you know, let them know how we do it in St. Louis.
Yeah, I talk about a lot with a lot of these groups, but how perfect St. Louis is for a touring group. You know, the fact that we have, you know, Chicago, Kansas City, Memphis, Nashville.
Indeed.
You know, yeah, a lot of great cities, bigger markets, within driving distance for a weekend run. And and stuff like that. So it's very easy to tour out of and stuff, instead of being centrally located here in the middle of the map, instead of being on the coast or something.
Yeah, it does make it a lot easier.
Right. So yeah, I think that's definitely a very achievable goal for you coming up. So would you all like get in a van and do a tour that way, or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe, a Learjet.
Yeah, Learjet. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
We'll take mine.
Right. Yeah. So I wanted to kind of cover some backstory stuff too. Like, how did you two, even become group together and stuff? How did this all get started?
Well, about a year and a half ago, I do a regular Wednesday at BB's, and I used to bring in different guests to play there. And one of the guys, Aaron Griffin, he plays drums with me on Wednesday nights, said, "How about Laura Green?" So he gave me her number, and I kept calling her number, and I thought I had to confuse somebody else's number.
He was calling a buddy about a fishing trip, and I kept getting these calls. I'm like,
so I'm leaving her all these messages.
Who's this person that wants to go fishing? I don't know who this is. We're like one number off from each other.
All right.
And then, Emo's had all the information I was trying to tell you. No, so then she came out on my gigs a couple times, and then I started doing some gigs on her gigs. And then we just started really, really gelling real well, and it was a lot of fun. So we decided, let's make a band. And by the end of the year, we were like full-on band.
Yeah.
At the beginning of this year.
Yeah, yeah, we decided that January 1st we were going to become the Green McDonough Band.
Yeah.
And it's been a lot of fun.
For sure. Yeah.
It's been a good year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we played a lot of really nice shows this year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy to think, like, now obviously, even before the group you had been playing, but like, haven't put out a new record, playing Big Muddy and all these, a lot of great shows that you're saying, and touring Europe and everything. It's like, that's a lot in the first year already. Like, that's pretty huge.
Well, I'm obviously newer to the blues scene than Rich, but this is the first album I've been on. This is my first album ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is a very big deal to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how long, you've been, before all this, you were writing, though, I'm saying?
No, I wasn't writing.
No?
This was my first attempt at writing. I mean, I kind of been writing since I've been, eight, but just, silly stuff, but I guess I had that knack, and but these are the first songs that I've written and recorded.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, I don't know. I think that's awesome. So why take it so long? Why can we weren't recording before and stuff?
I don't know. Maybe I found my voice in the blues.
Yeah.
I think my voice does fit pretty well with the blues, and I was just singing other stuff. I started dabbling in blues maybe about 5 years ago when I was working out of town, and then when I came to St. Louis and I met these guys, I was like, oh, this is where I need to stay.
Sure.
And then I started writing. I don't know why I started writing. I just did.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think there's something to that. Like, I think there's a guy like Nathaniel Ratliff. You guys heard his name and all? Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats. He's now on Stax Records and has a real great record that they just put out, and he's got horns and keys and all that just true Stax sound that but his earlier stuff was a lot more kind of folk and things, and I think it took him to kind of find where his voice really really worked at. He always sang fine, but you put that funky stuff in there to make that Stax record. And, and then that became, a huge hit. Obviously, it kind of, the stars all aligned, I guess.
Wow. So, it just had to happen naturally,
yeah,
I guess.
For sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think there's a lot into that. Just some people just have to find the right mix, right fit and everything else, and it all works. So it's nice to see that this all fell into place like that. So
it did.
Yeah, it was actually pretty easy once it did. It just, I mean, not that we don't put a lot of work in what we do, but it just, it just kind of fell together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, like I said, we got this record, just self-titled, Ray McDonough Band, right?
Right.
We're all on the website. You can get on there and shows.
Get it on the website.
You can
get
buy it
shows.
There.
You can get it in the at the National Blues Museum gift shop.
Yep.
And at Euclid Records and Planet Score Records and Vintage Vinyl.
Okay. Yeah. I love...
Or at any one of our shows.
Yeah, yeah. Come on to a show.
Yeah.
Speaking of shows, we have plenty to plug here, too. So, first Wednesdays of every month, you're at BB's.
Yes.
7 and 9:30, you said?
Yes.
And then second Sundays at Sullivan's in Belleville.
And that's 4 to 7.
Thursday, October 27th at Hammerstone's.
Mm-hmm.
Which it's nice. That's a nice room over there too. And and then you got a pretty big one for you guys here, right? It's a Wiley Theater on November 18th.
Yep.
Yeah, in Edwardsville, the Wiley Theater. Yeah,
that's
pretty excited about that
for sure. Is this like the first like theater show, you think, or?
No, we played festivals and stuff, but this is the first indoor.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that I mean, I'm sure that's gonna sound incredible there, and saying like, it's always fun. Like those outside shows are always nice and things, and having a lot of space for that, you know, the music to go and stuff. But yeah, there's something about those a nice, intimate, quiet, seated theater show where you can just focus right on the music there and take away a lot of the other distractions sometimes. And
yeah, you're right.
Everything
it's
but
different.
The quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want any quiet.
It's going to be rocking.
Oh, yeah,
well,
sure.
We expect people to come down close and have a good time.
So. Right, yeah. But
this is not a symposium.
Yeah, sure. Well, I like that, like, you know, when you do get more of a true listening and experiences in some of these rooms and some of these theaters and things where you can, you know, not, you don't have to deal with the bar crowd or that kind of stuff. So when you get people are actually just coming for your show and things like that, so that's going to be it's going to be a treat. So and then you got another big one, New Year's Eve. You guys will be playing at BB's, so come out and ring in the new year with Green McDonough Band. Yeah, that I haven't been to a BB's New Year's Eve celebration, but I'm sure it'll be a real good time over there.
Mm. Love Jones plays after us.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think we start like at 8.
Yes.
Yeah, we start at 8, and then Love Jones starts at like 11.
Nice, yeah. And then, like again, rest of the dates, I guess, are Green McDonough Band and thegreenmcdonoughband.com.
Mm-hmm.
On Facebook also.
Yes.
Yeah, we got a Facebook page. Uh-huh.
Now here we have a Twitter page and an Instagram.
Yes. Yeah. We have a person that does all that, but you can do that with her. Yeah.
A slightly younger person handles that for us.
And we're so glad about that.
Yeah, I have a show account for Facebook and Twitter and Instagram as well, and it's like, I don't know, the Twitter I don't really get into it. It's harder for me to express myself in 140 characters and stuff. So it's like
it's hard for us to access it.
Yeah, <I'm> like,
I don't even know how. I've never been on Twitter.
Yeah,
we do have a Twitter account. We have a webmaster. Yeah. She does all that for us. Yeah.
Yeah, but Instagram's fun though. It isn't as nice as the. For a long time, it was like when it started, it was like 15-second videos, I think. And then they moved up to minute-long videos. So it's nice you can get a little videos and pictures and stuff.
Yeah, I've heard that's better than Twitter.
Yeah.
Instagram, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I don't know. I guess whatever you want, but, yeah, it's not, Twitter's not for me, but I do like...
Will my typewriter plug in?
Yeah, right, yeah. So we can drop a couple tunes in for everyone to hear. Do we have any... requests that you like to play?
Track 1 through 11.
Yeah. Drop them all in.
Well, let's play the original stuff. Let's play Blue Rain for sure, number 4. Yeah.
Oh, but you got to play Bone. You got to play all the originals.
Yeah. I can do that. Yeah, we can drop them all in there. So that'd be Bone to Pick, Don't Know Why, Blue Rain and Pretty Little Thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And so, again, I highly recommend everybody listening, if you don't have a copy of the Scream McDonough Band record, go get yourself one today. And this also on Spotify too, right? I think I saw that.
Well, DistroKid is distributing it.
Yeah.
Amazon and a couple other
places. Yeah, that's right. You can buy it on Amazon.
So for those like a little more digital or online.
I really don't know if
you can buy it straight from us on our website.
Yeah, you can download it. You can download one song for a buck, or you can download the whole album for $10.
Yeah, that's good. That's fair.
Not bad.
Yeah, and I like you said vintage vinyl too. Like supporting local.
Absolutely, and we love going over there and checking in with those guys, even if you know they don't need any more or they don't have any cash for us. We just love, you know, we love the connection. Sure. It's really nice.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, like I obviously don't have any records, but I imagine that's got to be one of the coolest feelings. And regardless,
have your
record in a record store there, and like you know, it's
it is.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean I. I a while back, they do a record store day over there, and I get a call from Jim over there at Vintage Vinyl, and he's like, asked me to be a guest DJ for the day for an hour set over at Vintage Vinyl, and I was like, yeah, I was honored that I was even thought of, but he said he likes to invite people that are, you know, doing things, and I was like, cool, I really, you know, I was thrilled, so I got to the opportunity, and I was like, man, it'd be really cool to spin records, but I also wanted to, being the fact that I was invited for the podcast, I wanted to kind of cross-promote and play local music, and I was like, not all my friends are on vinyl, so I just kind of made a mix CD and did that, and played that over the speakers and stuff throughout the day, but... So it wasn't like as cool as like getting actually spin records in vintage vinyl, but it was still an incredible experience just to be included in the day. And
oh yeah, that's
like fun.
That place has been there since I was a kid.
Yeah. So yeah, well, it was good. We'll close this thing up. Yeah, yeah. So follow Graham McDonough Band online, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Check out the website, thegrahammcdonoughband.com. Pick up your copy of the record. Come see him live. If you're at the Wildly Theater, November 18th is a big one. New Year's Eve, the BB's. So come on out and dance the night away.
Yeah, you find our schedule on the website.
Thanks, Shane.
Yeah, thank you.
thanks, Shane.
Thanks for having us on.
Listen
here, man.
To Rock Paper Podcast.
Yeah, Rock Paper Podcast. This is a great thing you're doing here, man.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Well, I've been feeling, baby, think it's time for coming clean. The way you put me down, well, it's the worst I've ever seen. Say you're being loving, I just think you're mean. You say I don't think I'm just a pretty little thing. That I won't make it by myself, that I'm not listening. Tell me, baby, who's the one who died and made you king at all? Fine. Don't worry about me, I'm done with crying. I'm getting in the car and I'm leaving us all behind. Don't worry about me, I'll be just fine. Don't worry about me, I'm done with trying. This pretty little thing is better off without you. Bye bye. Just fine. Don't worry about me. But don't worry about me, I'll be just fine.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.